Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. Do you even notice how much you're trying to control in life? And is that feeling of control something you've already felt in your own body and brought awareness to? Explore it with me. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to muse about control and more so the idea of being able to soften and let go of control and the ways that it can be slightly linked up with clarity. All right, so if you are somebody who has known me for a long period of time, or you talk to a lot of people who knew me for eons, I technically would often be described as somebody who's pretty go with the flow, laid back, whatever, right? And also, some of the people who know me really well would say I have certain OCD tendencies. And with that, you know, I'm not going to put that in the characteristic of actual diagnosis of OCD. It's more in that way of a playful, I really need and want things the way that I need and want them, which I'm mentioning because that is an aspect of control. And this is one of those things where, again, like knowing me pre-motherhood, so flowy, trust the process, all of that, right? And all of that is still so deeply embedded within me and is real. And when I stepped into motherhood, so much of my control, lockdown, whatever it all is, right, rose to the surface. And I'm sharing this with you because so often on the surface level, people probably don't, and the feedback I've received, people don't ever really consider me or think I would be any sort of a control freak. All right. And it's just these funny things, these aspects. And that's why I want to talk about it today, because it's something that I was feeling the other day when I was doing the dishes, and it just lit up. It lit up all these spheres where I was just like, oh, that's where there's control. That's where there's control. That's where there's control. They all didn't pertain to me. But what happened was I felt it in my body. And that's the thing that I want to invite you into paying attention to, because you will feel it in your body when you're in a place of trying to control something. This can also show up as resistance. When we're resisting things, we're trying to control it, right? We're trying to control the outcome. We're trying to prevent something. These are all these aspects of control. And when I was feeling that in my body, I was reminded to soften, because that's how I work. When I'm working with my awareness, I notice something and I breathe into it. I see if there's a message there. I think this process happens for me really quickly. It's like, okay, cool. Right? And so sometimes it's way, way more intense than that. But these little things are that quick for me. And so I was breathing into that and feeling this aspect of, okay, there's something. And it wasn't even something specific in that moment where I was like, ooh, I'm trying to control this specific thing. It was just that control was a little bit alive in my system in that particular moment. And this is something I noticed many times throughout motherhood, especially in parenting a mobile infant toddler, right? Like right when they're getting in that toddling phase. And I would notice how much my body would be tensing up and doing these things because you're trying to keep this little human safe, right? And so you want to control all of this stuff, all of these surroundings, all of these external factors. And so I have a very deep knowingness with how this feels in my body. So if this is new for you, you might not exactly know which postures or which parts of your body get that lit up control feeling. When I'm saying lit up, it's almost just like, hey, 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 not like lit up. I feel so alive and juicy and amazing and juicy, right? Lit up like it's firing and it's activated. So that's where this first invitation is where or how and when can you feel what control feels like in your body? And this is when you're trying to control the outcome of something or you're feeling that in your wider sphere, like somehow, again, in that moment where I was feeling it, right then I wasn't trying to control anything super specific, but it was a day where things were going really quickly. I was trying to make sure things were on time, you know, that I was getting everything done that I needed to get done and people were where they needed to be, you know, and so it was just an undercurrent. And I wasn't breathing into my belly. I wasn't grounding into my feet. I wasn't being fully present in that moment because my energy was in a place of control. Now, tied into this, this is where we can feel those anxieties. This is where anxiety gets amped up because we're in states of resistance, we're in states of control, because we're in states of fear and all this, right? And taking that into like another emotion and another level of that, I really like to think about the way I do emotional clearing with people. And when I'm doing emotional clearing with people, the same point that clears control also can bring clarity. And I just love that because it's like, whew, if we can just breathe for a minute, if we can tune in, if we can go into like our inner knowingness, which this reminds me of one of my gene keys where it's like the gift is intuition and the Siddhic state is clarity, right? And if I'm remembering correctly, the shadow's unease. And that's what control feels like in the body. It's this uneasy feeling. And, you know, we're doing these weird body positions that are closing our heart and locking everything down. So again, tied into this, when we can breathe into our inner knowingness, so that would be that intuition, we can reach these states of clarity. And I'll add that for this particular placement, when I'm doing emotional clearing, it would be tied into the lungs, which are tied into grief. So again, maybe there's like this deeper sadness or this thing that you feel like you're losing or something, right? That's making it so you want to really control and lock down and try to get things to be a certain way. And the ego screams for that, right? It screams for us to be able to get things our way and make sure that we feel safe in that way versus that intuitive finding clarity, trusting the process of life way. All right. So from here, let's soften when we're noticing that, when we're becoming really aware that we're in that state of control. And let's just breathe some softness into our chest space and or wherever or however you're feeling it. Feel how your body locks down and you might even amplify it for a second and then try to unwind from that or bring softness into that. If you're able to tune into what am I trying to control or what am I resisting so I'm trying to control right now, then you can go ahead and tune into that. Otherwise, just tune into your core and into your center and let that clarity arise for yourself from a very organic place. And then for funsies, let's bring this into relationship. In relationship, it can show up in wanting to control the other, right? So if you are somebody who's partnered, pay attention to ways that you're trying to control what the other is doing or how they're loving you or how they're showing up or how they're blah, 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 right? So you can bring that into your relationship. This all first starts with you. And then you might even notice from doing that self-work that self-exploration doesn't have to be work. It can be playful and fun. From doing that self-exploration that you're able to see how that bleeds into relationship. And again, then it doesn't even have to be relationship of partnership and love. It can be with your children or coworkers or anything like that to other family members. All right, let me know how this lands for you. Is this something you've noticed before in your life, before in your body, how that shows up, how that feels, and what are things that you've done to really help yourself get into that soft place? I'd love to hear from you on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco. I love getting your little messages whenever they come through so that I can just know that you're listening and know what's landing. And of course, for yourself, being able to share that, it really helps it solidify for you and become even more of a focus. So it's for your benefit too. All right, so much love. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.